This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States is warning entities in the Mediterranean against working with an Iranian-flagged oil tanker now sailing through the region after being freed from detention by Gibraltar. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the UN Security Council Tuesday the goal is to make sure that Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps does not profit from the sale of the oil in the tanker.
Since the United States declared our intention to bring all Iranian oil purchases to zero in April, the Ayatollah has gone all in on a campaign of extortion diplomacy.
The Adrian Daria, formerly the Grace One, left Gibraltar on August 18th. Ship tracking data showed the vessel was headed towards the Greek port of Kalamata, but Athens says it has not received any request for the tanker to dock there. Italian President Sergio Mattarella has accepted the resignation of Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte and will kick off consultations with party leaders Wednesday to seek a solution to the country's political crisis. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, Conte announced his resignation Tuesday after a feud with Interior Minister Matteo Salvini.
Giuseppe Conte accused Matteo Salvini of destroying the ruling coalition and putting the economy at risk for his own political and personal gain. Italy's parliament was recalled from its summer recess to decide the future of the barely year-old government, where Conte accused the League party chief of seeking to cash in on his rising popularity. He told a packed Senate that Salvini's decisions pose, quote, serious risk for this country, and warned of political uncertainty and financial instability. Salvini rejected Conte's harsh comments, saying other parties were afraid of an election because it places their jobs at risk.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters reporting. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.